November 13th, Iowa City, Iowa. The Englert Theater. I hope I'm saying that right. Englert? You guys threw a tough one. But Iowa City, I'm bringing a fun show. Me and three other comics going to come by and do a great show as part of the Golden Retriever of Comedy Tour. Minneapolis, I'm going to be at the Pantages Theater. The Pantages? I don't know, dude. I am publicly educated and pretty stupid. I know people are so mad at me and you're coming through with that Midwestern like, just learn the damn theater if you're going to play it. I'm sorry, Minneapolis. Madison, Wisconsin, November 15th, the Barrymore Theater as part of the Golden Retriever of Comedy Tour. I love coming to Madison, Wisconsin. I'm very excited to do the Barrymore Theater. Kansas City, Missouri, the Uptown Theater. We're going to be there November 21st. November 21st. Coming to bring you a show at the Uptown Theater. Go to dansoder.com to get tickets right now. And we'll see you then, KC. And yes, I forgive you for beating the 49ers twice in the Super Bowl. It still hurts, but good job. Congratulations. People glaze over DVR being so important for like a lot of forms of entertainment.
Yeah.
Because if you missed it, and no one taped it, you were just fucked. Fucked.
Yeah.
I remember this girl that I knew used to tape. I worked Wednesday nights, like graveyard shift overnight, and she would tape South Park for me.
Great.
And I would, she would leave it on her mailbox, and I'd go pick up a tape after work and like put it in my thing and watch South Park and be like, all right, that's the new episode.
It was,
you know what it did? It made you enjoy shows more because you had to put in effort.
Yeah, yeah. And if the cable was ever fucking out, like I used to get, like, I mean, back in the fucking 90s, it was all about Friends.
Yeah.
So it was like every Thursday night
at
9 p.m., if you missed that fucking episode, going into school the next day,
you're fucked.
Sucked shit. It was awful. It was
social capital.
Yes, 100%.
Do you remember when kids, do you remember the first time you caught a kid lying about seeing a movie by just describing stuff that was in the trailer?
Oh, no.
Did you ever have that moment?
Nah.
I remember that moment where, like, you know, we're boys, we're like seventh graders. We're, you know, we're like around 12 years old. You want to see the rated R movies. You want to see the bad horror movies.
Yeah, but you might not have a cool parent.
Yeah. Or just a good parent. You might have a good parent that's like, I'm not letting you watch that. You're 12 years old.
I think it's true freedom to go. Like, my dad used to sneak me into, like, 15s and 18s when I was 12. And
That's a dad role.
Yeah.
The mom is the police, and the dad is the one that's like, my parents were divorced, but when I would go visit
my dad.
Was
it your fault?
It was all my fault.
Okay.
It was 100%. I was fucking my mom. It was edible. I tried to kill my father. Of course it's my fault. Yeah,
it's in my blood. Dude. Freud was right.
Yeah, dude, I have to bring up a joke. I don't know if you ever put it out, but Colin Quinn had this joke about back in the day when they'd watch plays, it would be about people, and he's like, Oedipus is walking up going, hey, what's that thing about me? You know, he goes, I don't want to fuck it. I don't want to fuck my mom and kill my father. But my dad, when I would visit him, it was like it was like 17. It was the rated R's.
Yeah.
Last Boy Scout, like all Predator, like all the ones that I shouldn't be watching.
Yeah.
But if that was like...
But it made you... Being allowed to watch shit that you weren't allowed to watch made you so fucking cool.
Yeah.
My mom bought me the South Park game when I was like 12 years old. Or maybe even younger. And I was like, that's... You've given me so much cred in school.
See, what's funny is... my God, a South Park game when you're young...
Oh, people come around to your house, play it on your fucking PlayStation. And you're like, I got it, yeah.
Oh, dude, this is...
Yeah, did your cousin, like, rip that? Or, like, no, my mom bought it because I lied to her what it was about.
I'm old enough that South Park timed out, right? It came out when I was, like, old enough where I needed dirtier Simpsons. It's like when you're an alcoholic and you start drinking and you go, I need something harder.
Yeah, whiskey.
South Park was like, we got some single barrel.
Yeah.
And I'm from Colorado, so it was like on the nose. These are all references that are built and you just love it. But yeah, I remember my friend Adam's mom, we were watching South Park in his basement.
Yeah.
And they're Jewish. And she came downstairs and Cartman's like, shut up, you Jew. And she was like, what is this show? What is this show? And like immediately she was like, this isn't funny. What is this show?
And then you like, go. And then you're like, you are Kyle's mom.
you go, Miss Broflovsky, please. Mrs. Broflovsky.
Just rein it in for a second.
Yeah, but I was in full Butters mode back then. So I was just in my head like, loo, loo, loo. I was full on Butters until I got older. But yeah, man, you're right. Like the showing of adult stuff, you know what that's important for? Curation. Like your parents, that's like one of the greatest things you get to do is you get to curate your kids' taste.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And by going like, hey, listen to this.
Well, it's also like trying to like, you know, your kids come out the way they are. Their personality is like fully in there. It's just about discovering. But it is like a test, I think, to be like, I love this thing. I'm going to share it with my kid.
And see how they react.
Hopefully they love it.
You know, that's a pro wrestling thing is like a lot of times dads that grew up loving wrestling will show their kids it. Then they're like young, so they're into it. Then it's a whole different experience where you go, now I'm enjoying it. I remember my parents not listening to cool music. As far as in the 90s, my mom was listening to like Steve Winwood and like Bonnie Raitt. And like stuff that when I was like a teenager, I was like, this shit's corny.
Yeah.
And now I'm in my 40s and I'm like, oh, my parents raised me on this. You know what I mean? I'm like, oh, this Steve Winwood is just singing to me. And it feels, and I think that's also a thing where you don't appreciate as a kid sometimes what your parents are showing you.
Well, also, like, anything that your parents like is just inherently, like, uncool. The thing that, like, gives me great fucking solace is, like, there's a clip of Dave Grohl talking about, like, how lame his daughter finds him.
Yeah.
And I'm like, if Dave Grohl's kid thinks he's a fucking loser, I'm fucked.
There was that.
Like, the guy played with fucking Kurt Cobain and his daughter's like,
I don't want to hear about
I'm like, oh, well, she's fuck like, all my dreams. I'll just never try to be cool.
She's like, I don't want to hear about Uncle Kurt again.
Yeah.
I don't care.
You know, I found his body. His brains were on the wall. Dad, that's not true. I've seen the interviews.
You start thinking, what would be worse is it's like if one of his kids was like a conspiracy kid and they go, how do you pull the trigger of a shotgun in your own head? And he goes, this is what I don't need.
Yeah. What was the name of the, it'd be mental if your daughter growing up being like a Courtney Love digit stab.
Yeah, she goes,
I don't like when Courtney comes around. She costs you money.
Yeah, and you go, why are you so focused on that? Yeah, but you know what it is? It's like everyone that, if you have a kid, they're going to think you're lame.
Yes.
And that's why I always think people that try to follow their father's profession, like when they try to follow him in, that's dangerous because you should think it's lame.
Absolutely. Like if my son, I will consider myself a massive failure of a parent if my son becomes a stand-up comedian.
Yes. Right?
Because you become a stand-up for two reasons. Emotional trauma.
Yeah.
Or like attention. Like you just. Both. Yeah.
Oftentimes it's a cocktail.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where you go, I need a little emotional damage and then toss in a little dash of...
insecurity. I'm incapable of loving yourself, so you need to get the validation from strangers.
Top it with a little annoying.
Yes. And also a fair bit of I think I'm better than people, even though I hate myself. Which is such a weird combo.
What a weird way to put me at the top when I despise your enemy at the top of the list.
Yeah.
But I would think like... I'm obviously one of the reasons I'm a comic is I'm insecure. And I think if my kid followed me into my profession, I'd go, you think you fucking.
Yeah, I fucking raised you with self-love. Also, like if my son does stand up, it'll be like, I'm like, is this the only way to get my attention?
Yeah.
Do you feel like, did it feel like I prioritized stand up too much ahead of you?
Yeah.
And like one of my friends is a comedian and his dad is a comedian. And I'm like,
what's that family dinner like when you have a good bit? When you come up with something, you go, who gets it?
Oh, very different. Like, Mark Steele is a very, like, he's been fucking left-wing UK since, like, the 70s, 80s, alternate comic.
Sure.
Very political, very smart, very, like, wordy and verbose. And his son, Elliot, is a great comedian. Thick as shit. Like, one of the
That's
dumbest.
The way you gotta go. That's the only way it works.
I love him dearly. He's one of my best friends. One of the dumbest ever. Oh,
that's
also,
the only way.
I'm sorry, I realize thick over here means, like, I... Fat ass.
Oh, he's a big fat fuck.
Sorry.
No, I know. He's
thick
dumb.
Means dumb. He's thick beautiful boy who I love dearly. Dumb as the day is long.
You know what's funny is a bit that I had, I'm just remembering an apartment bit that I had with Sean Patton when I was doing Fringe.
Yeah.
Because they call everyone thick, we were doing Wiggers in Scotland, and they and Scottish people don't understand what I'm saying. It was like, yo, I'll be fucking this girl. She thick as fuck. And they're like, you're fucking her and she's thick. And you go, fucking the shit out of her. Girl, like, thick as hell. And they're like, yeah, just, that was like a thing we kept doing when we would walk home at night. We'd be like, yo, I'm telling you, that girl thick as hell. And then Scottish people would be like,
she's what? Dumb? Are you fucking a mentally handicapped woman?
That's what it is. I don't think that's legal. Yo, I'd be pounding out that thick bitch. Yeah. But you're right. That's the only way to go when your dad is a smart political comic is go like, ribs are cool.
Yeah, you got to become bro-y. You got to be like alt-right.
But it makes sense. Because that's like the thing I'm obsessed about in America with that are mafia sons. I've talked about this before, but I'm obsessed with the idea of like your dad is Tony Soprano. Yeah. That's why AJ was the perfect character.
Yeah.
Because he didn't try to become, Chris was his, you know.
Yeah.
But you see like Gotti's or whatever, like his son tried to be like him. And you're like, that's just, it's too impossible because someone like a mobster, it's worse than a comic. We fought through our emotional issues. Yeah, those guys like killed people did a lot of dirt.
Also, do you really, you don't want your kid ending up in something where like, if you've lost most of your friends to it.
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to be like, this is the dream I have for my daughter.
Yeah.
I want her to wake up next to her husband's head.
Yeah.
That's when she'll know she's made it as a mobster. She'll be like, Dad, I'm so excited.
Daddy, it happened.
They whacked my husband.
I woke the car.
You made it, baby.
Daddy, the car blew up. And he goes, I told you. I fucking knew it. It was those stupid Colombians. And he's like, immediately, you know. Yeah, you just like can't. If your kid comes to you, do you think that would be harder for your son to tell you he's a comedian or that he's gay?
Oh, yeah, he would have no problem telling me he was gay. Yeah.
Like, so I mean,
yeah.
There's like gay guys in the Midwest that were like, oh, I wish I followed my dad into business. then they would just care that I wouldn't care that I'm gay.
No, I'd be fine with a gay kid. I've got some weird lines I draw on the stand.
Yeah.
Left-handed, I'm killing him.
As a left-handed guy, need less of us.
You'll never convince me it's not for attention.
Signing something with your left hand in front of people, you feel so dumb.
Yeah, do like, you get free parking for that?
Like, yeah, they go, oh. And you go, I know how to write.
Fucking smudge it all.
Like, I need a big crayon when I'm signing my name. And they go, wow. And I do everything with, like, athletically with my right hand.
Oh,
but
yeah?
I write with my left hand. Oh. And I don't
What'd you jerk off with?
Both.
Oh, big cock.
It's one. It's more of a magic trick.
It's like that mashed potato. You're pretending to climb a rope.
And then I do the thing like with a bat at the end where my hands are on top, one finger. we're not working with a lot of real estate. So it's just weird. But it was, my mom is purely left-handed. My dad was purely left-handed. And I'm like.
Also, we, in theory, we could breed your people out.
Yes.
What happens if a lefty fucks a righty?
I don't know.
Do they get
I don't
cured?
Know. That's like a genuinely good medical question.
Yeah.
That's my level of stupidity where I go, that should be in Scientific Weekly. This is, Sloss comes on and he's just kicking science at me in a way that I couldn't handle. Yeah. I don't know if it's bred out. Like if it's like blonde hair.
Yeah.
Where you're like a couple brunettes and you're fucked.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it is, you know, with the hate that redheads get, I mean, not so much anymore.
Yeah, but they try every couple of years.
Yeah, well, it's because redheaded women are gorgeous.
Yeah.
It's the, and this isn't, I've said this before, and I got a lot of shit from a lot of very ugly ginger men.
Yeah.
There are some handsome ginger men out there.
It's just.
It's harder. It's easier for a ginger woman to be beautiful.
Let me put this in the nicest way. It's a harder outfit for a man to pull off.
Yes.
It's too much vein work in the temples, forearms.
Also, like a woman with like pale skin, there's something like, oh, she's been locked away. She's been kept.
A maiden look.
Yeah, yeah.
Even a siren.
Yes. The long.
I watch Florence and Florence and the Machine, I'm like, oh, this red-haired siren sings to me.
And of course she has a beautiful voice. That makes sense. Like a fair-skinned, like, and I say this as the pastiest fucking white guy.
Yeah, but
we look like basement dwellers.
Yeah.
We look like basement dwellers.
When gingers burn, it's cruel.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's not like
it's to get them used to hell. That's why. That's why they sunburn so easily. God's just helping them practice.
We're just preheating the oven here, guys. Just get fucking ready for it. And you know what's funny about that is my mom is Irish descent, so she has freckles, but yeah. She was blonde. She was like strawberry blonde. So just a step away, she's a day walker.
Yeah, yeah.
But the way
it sounds like historically her ancestors got sexually pillaged by Vikings. Like
yes.
Any non-
which leads me to my father's side, which were the pillaging, raping Vikings coming from Sweden. And what's weird is they're Nordic. Like my dad's family was all Swedish. Mm. And you would think that they would burn, but they get tan.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They go like the burn turns into a tan, and thank God that's the skin that I got.
But they get like Scandinavia gets really beautiful actual summers and stuff.
It's crazy. Whereas
Scotland and Ireland, if you've done the fringe, you know what it's fucking
it's
like.
It's just mist.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just hot mist.
Yeah.
And you don't have the BTUs in your air conditioning to make it enjoyable.
We don't have aircon because we've never fucking needed aircon.
And but now, guess what, baby?
Oh, boy.
Planet's heating up. I was in London on the hottest day in history of London, and I was like muttering to myself, walking around like a crazy person, like, this is why you need air conditioning.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, I think we'll have to, because one of the biggest things I fucking hate about Spain is like, if you stay in any hotel or any Airbnb in fucking Spain, the cats don't have aircon. It's like, no wonder your culture is centered around naps.
Yeah.
Right? Do you understand the CS?
That's your body shutting down.
Yeah.
It's not resting.
Fucking, you don't even have to invent aircon. It's been invented. Steal it from Portugal, you lazy fucks.
Like, and I will say that.
Why are you having dinner at 10 fucking p.m.?
You
had a nap at 12. fucking idiot.
I tried it as a day napper. I love their culture.
Oh.
But that's more because of my pot use. But when I was doing Fringe, I would say the only thing that...
When did you do it? What year?
2019. Hey guys, it's fashion connoisseur Dan Soder. You know me. I know about all the newest, coolest trends. No, I'm just kidding. I'm pretty lazy. But I know comfort, and Mack Weldon is putting out some pretty good sweatpants. I'm telling you right now, they got good, comfortable sweatpants. They also got shorts, they got sweatshirts, and even blazers, you know, if you want to pair that together. It's a pretty wild look. They're like, oh, cool. It's a blazer, but it feels like a sweatshirt. That actually is a good idea if you want to go like cozy formal. Get lost in comfort with the half-zip pullover hoodies, bomber jackets, and crew necks. Just go, Mack Weldon's got some good stuff. They're designed to fit your style and the demands of modern life. Look like regular clothes, but feel like the latest in modern comfort. For over 10 years, Mack Weldon's designed timeless, innovative menswear to help you move through the day with confidence. So fall into the comfort with Mack Weldon's Ace Collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code Dan. Dan. That's Mack, M-A-C-K, Weldon, W-E-L-D-O-N.com, promo code Dan. Guys, listen, I'm afraid of being scammed constantly. I'm always worried people are trying to scam me, and that's why I get a little nervous. But if you need to send money via phone, Cash App's got you. I'm telling you, they got some security. They knew people freak out about scams. So what they did is they were like, how about we tell them that we're foolproof on scams? And then I'm like, are you though? And they're like, yeah. They told me, your security deserves to be a priority. And Cash App treats it that way. I said, okay. They got security lock. Cash App requires a successful Face ID or biometric authorization to access your account. It's like your money is protected by your own personal bodyguard. Even if your phone is lost or stolen, they don't got your face. Plus, if you're about to send money to someone new and Cash App notices something that looks a little weird or janky, it will send you a warning before the money is sent to confirm that this is right. And you're like, you know what? Thanks for double checking on me. So check out the Cash App. And for a limited time, new Cash App customers can earn $10 if they use the code SECURE10 in their profile at sign up and send $5 to a friend within 14 days. Terms apply. Cash App is a financial service platform, not a bank. Banking services provided by Cash App's bank partners. Proper prepaid debit cards issued by Sutton Bank, member FDIC. Discounts and promotions provided by Cash App, a Block Incorporated brand. Visit cashapp.com/legal/podcast for full disclosure. It was me. I lived with Sean Patton, Caitlin Cook, and Jeffrey Baldinger, and I was at the medical school
Oh, fucking...
It was haunted as hell.
Yeah, all of Scotland's haunted.
It was crazy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I love the Scottish attitude towards ghosts, which are the New Yorkers' attitude towards public violence, yeah. which is like, eh.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like yeah. when you move to New York and you see public violence, people go, I don't know, I got to go somewhere.
Oh.
I'm just going to move around it.
So I
Scotland does that with ghosts where they go, yeah, you probably got something thrown at you.
So I don't believe in ghosts. I'm a big, like, as far as like, you know, souls, the sure. afterlife, anything fucking like that, I do not believe in, right? But I love the history of Edinburgh because it's so fucked up. It's like thousands of years of just like,
crazy shit.
Yeah, man, they, when the Black Plague started, the reason Edinburgh's on two levels is because all the people in the lower parts were getting sick because that's where shit and piss runs down.
Yeah, oh my, shit runs downhill.
Yeah, but they just thought it was like, oh, well, fucking poor people are gross, so of course they die. And when and when it started spreading, they started like just bricking people into their homes to just be like, this is the only way we can think.
But
to-
there's no way I could be bricking a guy into his house, and while I'm putting it down, I'm not like, I'm sorry, putting the brick and then smoothing it and making sure it's like, because I like care about my work. So I go like, yeah, it's good. And then doing another one and taking the spackle and being like, sorry. And just hearing them cough.
Just the saddest, slowest game of Tetris with no blocks. Just like, ah.
Ooh, but you get excited when you find the shade. You go, oh, that's going to break that Tetris. Technically, I got a Tetris.
The guy in there is just like, there's one little fidget. Obviously, this is the worst thing that could happen to me. Yeah. But there's an L-shaped one just back there.
That's thanks, all history buddy. Is just a bloody painting. And land is just a canvas with like, like America was just like the Puritans going, we got a brand new canvas.
Yeah.
We can paint a bloody fucking beautiful painting.
Do you believe in ghosts?
To an extent. I don't believe in them. I don't think they're... I think it's like the echo of a soul.
Right.
I think we don't know what life is.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
I think that we're too stupid to understand what this really is. And I think the important part is like stay in the moment.
Yeah.
That's what the whole point of life is. That's like the Buddhist look.
Yeah, being present in the moment.
It makes the most sense.
So all ghosts are people who didn't meditate.
I'm saying like...
just like if they were present in the 1300s, they wouldn't fucking be here now.
I'm just saying, maybe look at the bricks getting laid outside your door, and you're not going to be haunting my Hilton
when
I'm trying to jerk off in the shower.
There's no Buddhist ghosts then.
No.
Monasteries have to be the least haunted places in the world.
Whatever form of weird religious racism this is, I don't think there's Asian ghosts.
I just feel like...
No Asian ghosts. Asians can't be ghosts. I said it here first.
They're yellow, not white. They'll never be white. Not even in the afterlife.
I see you in like 2 years. You go, what happened? I go, well, I'm working at CVS. That clip went viral in probably the worst way. And honestly, you know, Mom Donnie did change things and it got me fired. No, I don't know what it is, but I just have the feeling of it. There's it's something that we can't see that fucks with us.
Yeah.
When I was in Scotland, I was doing that show and it was at the medical school and I would enter through the show room, but then
Summer Hall.
What's that?
Was it Summer Hall?
Maybe. I can look it up. No, I have a horrible memory, but it was this like lecture hall. And there was actually this plaque outside. This is what's crazy about Scotland. When you're not in America and you see how long shit's been around and then you look and you go, we're 250 years old.
You're babies.
We're like 12-year-olds drinking wine on vacation in Spain and we're like, we're adults.
Yeah.
I was smoking.
Scotland's just your 75-year-old granddad drinking whiskey being like, it's all going to be shit.
You don't know it's going to fucking. But I was just like smoking a joint. In this, like, it was raining, and it was like I was in this, like, coat where there's this plaque, and I just start reading this plaque, and the plaque is like, here is the school where the first two American doctors were trained.
Yeah.
The first two doctors in Philadelphia that came over from Edinburgh and were trained at this school.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there reading it, and I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Unfortunately, they were doctors in phrenology.
Yeah, that's always the shit where they go.
That's why they went to America.
If you read their papers, it was on the Mandingo. It wasn't good. It was pretty racist what they were studying.
That's why we sent them to America. We're like, hey,
go see what really is going on. But I would walk up. It was like, I'd walk up the staircase and I would the door was always open.
Yeah.
And the door was always open in this back, like, green room office, and you'd walk down the stairs to get out of it. And every time I would get to a certain level, the door would fucking slam. Not shut, like, slam. And no one was in the room. And you're like, all right, there's no explanation for that I can think of. There's no gust. All the windows are closed. It's like, that door was like, someone was like, get the fuck out of here.
Stop performing in my bedroom.
That's what I thought. Stop. I'm not going to lie. I think that was my harshest criticism of
just
the Fringe.
A ghost every night. Never mind the reviews.
Enough.
Man, I had, as somebody who doesn't believe in ghosts at all, I had a really fucked up one in Edinburgh. So I was dating an American girl. She was over, and I was like, the ghost tours are great, because even if you don't believe in ghosts, they're just showing you really
and
historical parts.
You grew up in Edinburgh, right?
No, I grew up in Fife.
In Fife, okay. Fife.
So it's like, 45 minutes north.
Okay, so outside, but the biggest city to
is
you.
Is Edinburgh. Okay, great. Yeah. So I take this girl on to like the tour, just to get like the history lessons, and we go to like this underground bit where it's like the vaults and stuff, and it's deep underneath the city, and the gothy like tour guide, he's like, he's very good and he knows what he's doing. So he walks us all in and he starts talking to the ghost. He's like, I talk to the spirit that's in here, because it just means like she fucks with us less. And the girl I'm with is like, oh my God. And I'm like, you're a fucking idiot. All these, this is like an American tourist trap, you gullible fucking idiot.
Yeah.
He's playing you like a fiddle. And he walks us down all these vaults. And man, look, it's damp, it's dark, it's like,
it is spooky. Scary.
He gets to one room and he's like, this is the most haunted room. This is where we think that she died. And like in the center of the thing, there's like a pentagram. And I'm like, what the fuck is that? He's like, because this is the most haunted room in Scotland, in fact, probably in Europe, we get like a lot of cults will occasionally come here to like do little ceremonies and we rent out to make the fucking money. And I'm like, all right, cool. And he goes, also, if you want, you can, if you stand in the middle of that, this pentagram, really weird shit normally happens. I don't recommend you do it, but you're free to do what you like.
Holy like fuck. Can I just tell you how big of a pussy I am that I don't? Now, the group I was with, I'll go, hey, if anyone steps in that pentagram, we're fighting when we get out of this dungeon. Like, full on, I will go to your Scottish prison. I'm going to beat the fuck out of whoever stands in the middle of that pentagram. Man, woman, or child. Yeah. If your child accidentally runs into the middle of the pentagram, it's on site.
He just steps in, his head fully retains.
And he's like, it's my dad's voice. And he goes, damn, none of your jokes about me make sense. And I go, I'll fucking kill you.
The girl I'm with, she's got the same reaction to you. Because the second he says...
it's terrifying.
The second he says, if you step in it, I'm like, I'll do it. Like, you're all gullible fucking idiots.
Oh, you cause every horror film.
So I step towards it. The girl I'm with sort of pulls me back. And he's like, look, a lot of people don't want to be in the room when this happens. So if you want to do it, all I ask is that you allow everyone who doesn't want to be in the room when you do this. And I'm like, cool. If people want to leave, and like... everyone leaves the room. So it's just me in the room.
By yourself?
With the pentagram, right? So I'm like, okay, this is you're all idiots.
Can I tell you right now?
Yeah.
There are a lot of people
who
talk that shit about not believing in ghosts.
Yeah.
I've met them.
Yeah.
Dear friends with a lot of
them. Yeah.
I'm just telling you right now, where you're at in this story, I know you don't believe in ghosts.
Yeah.
You're alone in a dungeon with a pentagram. And you're still going, this is wild. I would have been outside going, lock him in there. Lock him the fuck in there.
He's going to come out. Coming, he's going to sound the same, but that's how they get you. That's how they fucking get you.
He's a host. It's called a host. It's how they bring spirits out. You need to fucking kill him.
I take, everyone's out of the room, and I'm like, just give me like, I'll do it in 30 fucking seconds. I take one step towards the pentagram. I don't believe in ghosts.
Yeah.
I nearly faint. The second I take a sip, my knee collapses in my left. I feel this fucking horrific chill all the way down my fucking spine. Like, I manage to sort of catch myself, and I step back and I put my feet together. And I'm like, okay, there's got to be like a logical explanation for it.
Oh, science brain. Science, heal me now. Rigo, obviously, what the medulla oblongata is sending us for.
It was a perceived thing. Ooh. It was.
This is my brain. This is all mental.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I'm behind you just pissed all over my jeans. I'm going like, it's like Abbott and Costello. I'm like,
I walk out of the room. Right, and all of them are there, and they're just like, "How was it?" And I'm like, "Yeah, it was fine." idiots, and then we just continued.
But you never...
I never told the girl I was with. I absolutely
you never told...
No, I was too... I'd made too much of a strong stance that ghosts didn't exist.
What was... Was it an immediate... Was it like...
It was the second I...
The second your foot hit down.
No, I didn't even touch... I didn't even get to the thing. It's like I like my left foot goes forward and my right knee just fucking like buckles under me.
Your body like, was like, we're not doing this.
Yeah, and it just felt like... And there was a chill down my fucking spine. And then after that, I was like, I'm probably not going to fucking stay with them.
A situation like that, does it move the needle at all of you believing in ghosts?
This is going to frustrate everyone, but no. Like, you know, my dumb science brain is just like, if you're scared of something, you will see it everywhere.
I'll agree with that. That your brain can psych you out in a way. But I think there's sometimes, like, Liz at the Comedy Cellar, one of my favorite human beings on the planet. She's there all hours of the day. She's the most no bullshit person I know. Mm-hmm. She's like, that fat black is haunted. And she's like, it just
that
is.
What?
The fat black pussycat.
Oh, right.
Sorry, that's crazy that I just said that. Can I just tell you, I did not realize. Can I just tell you right now, I did not realize shorthand. The way comics talk, I was just at the Cellar last night, and I'm like, oh, I'm over at the Fat Black. That out of context is a wild.
That fat black's haunted? I'm like, what the? What kind of racism is that?
Damn, America's really feeling themselves. Trump got in, and these boys are just dropping the mask.
What a callous.
I'm going to tell you right now, these fat blacks, they're haunted.
Which is why I have to put on this very similar ghost suit.
Yeah, this is how that's South Park. It's how you scare them out of town. Two camera, fat black pussycat. Look it up on Google Maps.
It's a real thing.
It's a lounge where they do shows. But she is like matter of factly like, oh, the fat black pussycat is haunted.
Yeah.
It's haunted. And I'm like, no, it's not. No, they have cameras.
Yeah.
And she showed me a clip of it. He's seen it where they're, you know, they have like the lanterns. You've done shows there. It's like the side room.
Yeah.
Up, and it's like with the lanterns up thing.
I haven't done it. I just,
oh, really?
No.
What?
I've only done the Cellar. Yeah. Oh, and I've done like Gotham.
But the Cellar, have you done all the rooms at the Cellar?
No, I've done two of them, I think.
The big one then the original room?
Yeah.
So the big one, the upstairs rooms, this is what I'm talking about.
Oh, understood.
Upstairs, right. It's the one on the left.
Okay.
And it's got all, it's where they do new joke night and stuff. And it's got these like lanterns that are basically hanging down that are low light.
Yeah.
And she was showing me this just fucking one night in the lobby, like next to the room. And she's like, oh yeah, look at this. And she goes to a part of it and one of the lights just goes, wham, and just slant like nothing moved. It just moves. And she's like, yeah, this room, that shit happens all the time.
Wow.
Like, this place is definitely haunted. So that's always the part that moves the needle for me. Because I go, well, there is no science explanation for this. Does the molecules explode and fucking throw the thing?
Yeah.
Like, your leg buckling as you step towards a fucking pentagram in a dungeon should be heavily front-loaded. You should be aware that I'm saying that every time that you took a step towards a fucking pentagram. There's no way. I've watched too many horror movies.
Yeah.
I knew that would unlock and like I would start bleeding black goo or something, but it's like fat black goo. you know what I hate is scheduling a doctor's appointment because it feels like you're crawling up a mountain. You're just like, I got to find the doctor. I got to find the location and my schedule. Guess what? You got ZocDoc. I've been using ZocDoc way before they were a sponsor of this podcast. I've been using ZocDoc since they came out. I'm a little bit of a hipster when it comes to ZocDoc because I'm a hypochondriac. But for real though, if you get ZocDoc, it takes all the hassle out of getting a doctor's appointment. It's a free app and website where you search and compare high quality in-network doctors and click to instantly book an appointment. And then it's off your plate. Once you find the right doctor, you can see their actual appointment openings, choose a time slot that works for you, and click to instantly book a visit. Appointments made through ZocDoc, also, they're quick. Typically within 24 to 72 hours of booking. So that's like within the next 3 days, you're going to see somebody. More often than not, you can even get same day appointments. So stop putting off those doctor's appointments and go to ZocDoc.com/Soder to find and instantly book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/Soder. ZocDoc.com/Soder.
Black Friday at BJ's Wholesale Club is so big, we called in the expert at paying less around the holidays.
Scrooge here. Past, present, or future, it's hard to beat the Black Friday deals at BJ's. Believe me, I've tried. Get 25% off select toys, 30% off select small appliances, and 45% off select TVs through December 1st. Plus, doorbuster deals Thanksgiving weekend. These prices are so good they even rattled out Marley's, Jane. Bah, humbug. Sorry, old habit.
Visit BJ's.com/Black Friday for holiday savings.
But I think it's mixed. I think it's like maybe your brain is freaking you out.
Yeah.
But maybe it's a portal to hell. And they're like, and your body's like, I'm not. It's like when you
get. Yeah, but Occam's razor. No, you hear
it
the.
It really is. It's like, could be or wouldn't be. Is there anything that would change your mind with an experience like that? Yeah. If you, what would it take?
If next time you're going, I'll go back to this place and I'll stay up in the Pentagon. I've not learned my lesson. Like I would in the name of science, I would absolutely. I'd be like, right, now that I know what to expect, right?
I
do leg day beforehand.
Hey, yeah, you go. Let me tell you right now. I'm in there repping 225 on squats. I'm ready to get in there and fucking stand in there. I also think. This is because of horror movies.
Yeah.
You're going to affect everyone around you. It's not just going to be, did you hear about Daniel Sloss? Yeah. He got haunted by a 3,000-year-old.
Yeah. I don't watch horror movies, though, because they scare me too much. I'm an absolute pussy when it comes to ghost movies. Terrify me.
How are we gonna get to this? This feels like we just opened a whole fucking bag of handkerchiefs that we're pulling out. Like so,
last horror movie I watched was Paranormal Activity,
which is looks like ghosts. But here's my question: just logic alone, if you don't believe in natural phenomenon, if you don't believe in ghosts, why do those movies scare you?
Because I have an active imagination. Like, you know,
imagination lead you? I got to take my sweatshirt off. Get hot talking about ghosts. I'm saying, like, because you believe in ghosts, doesn't that, like, go, when you're seeing that, where you go, well, there's no way that could. It's like the way I'm watching superhero movies.
Yeah.
I don't believe in superheroes. I just watch a superhero movie and I go, well, that one, you know.
Yeah.
I know I'm not going to walk outside and see a guy fly down.
But you sort of take away the values of the superhero movie. Like, sure. Defend the weak.
That's a good point.
Like, there's still in there. And also, you know, you picture yourself, you're like, if I was Batman, I could probably fuck Wonder Woman.
You have a shot.
Yeah. Like with his muscles and my riz.
Yeah.
Like where, because Batman's, this is one thing about the comics I don't get. There's no way that cunt's getting pussy. He's too.
Batman?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I like what they did with the Robert Pattinson one, where they made him like an incel a little bit. Yeah. You're like, Batman would be a little fucking weirdo, a rich kid that just is good at beating people up.
I've been raised by a fucking butler?
Yeah.
This cunt's got riz? Shut up.
Let's make the storyline real. Alfred.
Violent pedophile. just one of the most active and well-defended pedophiles in the entire world.
And he's got, he's backed by the Wayne Corporation.
Absolutely.
God knows the new gadgets they have for diddling kids. He's like, Master Bruce, this will tie their legs together and keep their penises erect.
It's like that bit in like The Dark Knight where it's all the screens, but it's just child.
Yeah, he goes, Mr. Wayne, you found my pedophile cave. Also, it makes Batman so much scarier if he's like, I was when I was a kid. And you go, oh no, there's nothing you won't do except kill people. He goes, and that's my only rule is I won't kill people.
He's like, whoa.
I'll fuck your kid. Oh yeah.
Because people were, you know, not all, but like a lot of people were abused as kids.
I'll tell you what would really affect me if Bruce Wayne was on the Epstein list. And he would be.
We need to send Batman after him. Batman, for some reason, just giving him a miss. Just giving him a miss this time.
The Batwing got stuck on Epstein Island. And you go, oh no. That was what I loved about the comic book The Boys that I don't think they really leaned into in the TV show was making these superheroes real pieces of shit. Like genuinely what happens when people get too much power. Garth Ennis is he's from Scotland, right?
He's done some fucking bellies because Preacher was his as well.
Yeah, Preacher. Preacher's so good. I mean, he's done Punisher. I have the Garth Ennis Punisher.
I've got a bunch.
Yeah, the Steve Dillon Garth Ennis run of Punisher is like the best. Also, he's doing Sam Talent's screenplay of Running the Light.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I don't know if I'm allowed. I think Sam said that on a bunch of shit.
That's sick.
Sam, I will pull this down immediately if you get mad and you see this. But that's like, yeah, because in Preacher, he talks about Bill Hicks a lot.
Yeah,
he's
like a big fan of stand-up. Yeah, because Cassidy goes and sees him at the comedy club and does the outline of it. I reread Preacher last year.
Oh, my God. It's unbelievable.
It's so good. And
they did a good show, what they could with the show.
I thought it was... It was one of the very few times where there were like... where they weren't fully loyal to the content, but they were like open about it.
The vibe of it.
Yeah, they were like, look, we're going to modernize it because also we can't do fucking 9 seasons of this. It would just be too mental.
Also, like in the comic, it's not until like book 2 that shit starts really popping off.
So you're
like, you can't do a full season of just explanation.
Yeah. Also, the addition of Hitler was objectively funny. I loved that.
It was great.
So much.
I was reading that when I was
like Arseface being in hell with him. I'm like, all of this is like so. Any addition you've made that wasn't in the comic books feels like Garth Ennis was there, being like, yeah, that's funny. That's dope. Do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They really. He just does stuff, especially like with the boys, that you're like, this is what I've wanted to see someone do with a superhero for a while.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which is, if you've watched the TV show, I say you could go in and read the comic still, because it's a completely...
The fucking comic, the main character is Simon Pegg.
Yeah.
Like, it's literally based on Simon Pegg.
That's why when Simon Pegg played his dad in the pilot, I was like, fucking punching at air.
And it's also like, why the movie fucking Wanted sucked.
Oh, yeah.
Because the comic book Wanted, first of all, an entirely different fucking storyline, but the character was based on Eminem, the fucking female character was...
Halle Berry?
Halle Berry, yeah, absolutely, yeah.
He tried to get Eminem to play that role.
Yeah, but then they changed the... Like, the comic book is about how all the villains from the superhero world got together and were like, if every superhero... has 20 villains. If we all just like team up, we can kill all the villains. And then they do. And then like they run the criminal underworld. And like one of the characters is called Shithead.
Yeah.
And he's like the manifestation of like the shit of the 666 most evil people to ever exist.
It's great.
And I'm like, why did you call the Wanted movie Wanted when it had nothing to do with the IP? Nothing to do with...
They got the IP and then they went. And when you're a fan of... This is why the Marvel trap worked, was because they did their basis with nerds.
Yeah.
When you have a nerd foundation and you appease them, you can build up to the sky.
Yeah,
and that's what Marvel did. When they nailed Iron Man, when they were like, we're going to do Robert Downey Jr. as Tony Stark, every nerd was like, that's it.
Yes, smashed it. Absolutely smashed it.
Give him the goatee.
Yeah.
And then you saw the first thing when the bombs drop and he's like, the weapons, and you're like, oh, this is like, they nailed it. They nailed Captain America. And then they just built off in a way that you're like, well, of course it's like a weird thing now that kind of sucks. Because it's just been squeezed.
It's over fucking saturated.
Yeah.
Unless the only way to bring it back is if they, and I don't know, I don't have the answer to this, but like, I don't know. I love Hugh Jackman as Wolverine.
Yeah.
He's not Wolverine. Wolverine is...
It's like a 5 foot
he's
four.
He's 5 foot four, brick shithouse, fucking hairy. Pure fucking muscle, and doesn't talk much. Yeah.
I would rather see Peter Dinklage play Wolverine. I think, honestly, fans of the comic would tell you, that's more true to...
Yeah.
If you saw a new X-Men lineup and they had a Wolverine that was at Colossus's shins...
Yeah, absolutely.
You would go, that, and he's just fucking those huge... The tricep hair, which Hollywood hates.
I also,
but let me tell you, it's a very real thing.
We've also, and the internet can prove it wrong, I've never seen a jacked little person.
Oh, they are.
They are.
Are you kidding me? They're
like,
strong.
Of course they are, but maybe that's why they don't. Like,
have you ever shook hands with a little person? Very strong handshake.
I must have. Yeah, of course I have.
Yeah, you feel it. You go, oh, you've got... That's 6'7" strength right there.
It's proportional.
Oh, here we go.
Holy fucking shit.
Yeah, dude.
Well, I will shut my mouth.
Welcome to the world of little people bodybuilding, Daniel Sloss.
Fucking dwarf juggernaut. Look at him. Jesus.
Now, here's my question.
110s? No, that must be in...
Let me see.
Thimbles, right?
That's so funny. Those are dreams. Each 110 child's dreams. Here's my question. 110, that dude, he's literally doing flies with 110 dumbbells. Me and you, two out of shape dickhead comedians.
Yeah.
Versus four muscular little people.
What?
I don't know. Here's the thing. We both have reach.
Yeah.
We both have limbs. You don't fear ghosts. You don't fear the dead. That's a strength. I have a giant head capable of just... smashing them.
Yeah. But
I'm telling you right now.
But you don't want a headbutt a little person.
I think I do.
Do you? They got thicker skulls.
Yeah, we're like rams, though. You know what beats a ram? A bigger ram. I'll just fucking charge into them. I'll blow them back. I can fucking spread out. They don't want me, dude. You know what? Little people don't want to headbutt me. That's a bad day for a little person. I mean, I will take the hit. Get immediate CTE.
But, man, I reckon, like, little person there, one... One kidney punch on me and I'm fucked.
That's what I mean.
I'm doomed.
The compact.
Yeah.
They get in there.
Yeah.
But what? I feel like
absolutely
four is our limit. Five is a problem. Six, we're getting overwhelmed. Gulliver's Travel. They're fucking stringing us down. I'm gonna kill you. But I do think me and you could comfortably take four strong,
like ones that work out and go.
We're gonna be tired. There's gonna be a lot of me sighing, getting up for the next week. One of them got to my kidneys.
And what happens when they come in? Are we like dibsing our ones?
Yeah.
I'll take the two checks.
I go, that one.
Eeny, meeny, miny. That's probably the worst way to count them. Probably the most
probably the most. I'm not eeny, I'm meeny.
And you go, oh shit. I go, oh shit, my bad. You're meeny. I'll take Mo. That's like elite level shit talking. And they walk in, you go, you take eeny, meeny. I'll take miny, Mo. We might lose that one. If you talk that shit when they walk in, we might lose that one big time.
Yeah, you don't want to rile them up.
No. They're strong. They're doing fucking flies with 110.
That's wild.
I can't even do flies with fucking 40s. Yeah. Them coming in pissed off would definitely fuck shit up. But yeah, I think we could. I believe in you and I. I think, you know.
I've not been enough. I've never been enough.
It's over. I'm in my 40s. You're a dad. Yeah. You know what I mean? We're done. Physical action now would only be, I would fight off a coyote if it went after that fat ass.
Yeah.
If my dog got attacked by a coyote.
I would
try to fight that. If someone, I've done this.
I would fight,
If someone kicked my dog.
100%.
I'm throwing hands.
If I saw somebody kick a dog, even if it wasn't mine, probably, my mate, have you met Kai before?
I think so. I might have in at Fringe.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. He's a good hang.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen him stop his car because he saw somebody hit their dog and he like stopped the car and went. I was like, if I ever see you hit your dog again, I'm going to kick your
I love that. Yeah, that's the energy we need. Do you think the lack of guns in the UK makes you guys better at fist fights?
I don't know.
Like on average?
Also because we're more like used to like say it. Like, and again, this is from somebody who's only ever been fucking headbutted. Like I don't think I've ever seen.
Was that a Glasgow Kiss?
Glasgow Kiss, aye.
I think that's the coolest name on it. Yeah. As a guy with a giant head?
Yeah.
What a great name. What a great name for a, and by the way, don't get close to me.
Yeah.
Because I got taught by a Scot how to headbutt.
They say
you push down and in.
Yeah.
You go with the crown.
You get that bit there into their nose.
Now, granted, the man that was teaching me this, I had to ask what six times. I was like, and then what? Yeah. What? And he's like, and you're like, I'm not picking any of this up. But yeah, you've been headbutted.
I've been headbutted. Yeah.
Did it break your nose?
No, which is hard. The size of this fucking thing, you think?
Schnoz, dude. Those little people are going to try to grab that. That's how they're grabbing to work their way up.
Don't grab it. That's what I do cocaine through.
No. They're not on the inside.
They're in my brain. They're like ratatouille up there.
You're walking back into the pentagram.
I suddenly turn around and you're like, no, they're in his brain.
No. It wasn't the pentagram. It was your knee buckling because that guy was in your fucking nose. But when you
it's get, very funny to consider a bunch of little people just treat us like the Power Rangers. Yeah. The same thing. Like
Voltron? It's just funny that they assemble into me. They're like, mediocre assemble.
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe.
And then my giant head, like Voltron. So when you get headbutted, it just rings your bell. I've been headbutted. It sucks.
Yeah.
They didn't get me in my nose. They got me in the forehead like an idiot.
I got there. My vision went for a bit. And then by the time I didn't fall down. And then by the time I'd opened my eyes, Kai was beating the guy up.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Damn, that's cool. It's always great. Good to have a friend that's good at fighting.
Oh, it's the best. No, but also, if you do have a friend that's good at fighting, you become the worst type of woman in the world. You know, like women who, like, because they got a big boyfriend, they get a bit more mouthy.
You should look at my algorithm.
That is me.
Watch my algorithm. My Instagram is, it's like, just women getting their boyfriends beat up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's one on the 4 train that everyone should find. This dude is in an MTA vest, and he's just like sitting there, and this guy's girl is just motherfucking him. Yeah. She's like, fuck you, motherfucker. And he's just standing there, and he looks at the boyfriend and he goes, if you don't stop her, I'm gonna beat the fuck out of you.
Yeah, yeah.
And then she gets like too close, and then he just goes, he moves her and just starts beating the shit out of the guy, and you're like, that's got to be the worst day.
Please find me that video.
Yeah, he's on it. It's pretty unbelievable. I saw it on a deep wormhole. I don't know how I got there.
I love going down like a Reddit wormhole of fights.
Instagram has gotten really good at knowing me, what I want when I flick up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then I go.
You have to like the occasional really brutal knockout.
Yeah, and then you go.
Just
get in.
Yeah, come on. That you know what I like. Man, you've seen it.
Come on. There was sitting at the airport. I need something. I need to feel something.
There was a great one of a guy in Chicago. I think it was. It was like a wintry fucking night, and like clearly this guy is huge. He beats up 3 guys successfully, right? Now it's slippy, so, and the guys he's fighting are like fucking drunk, but he like punches one and then he chases the other two, and one of the hardest I've ever laughed at a fucking fight clip. He runs back to the guy that he like punched and almost knocked out before, and the guy's like getting up, he's like, and he takes his hand, and then he's like, I'll help you, buddy, and then just
By the way, you get a twofer.
Yeah, that's just such good shit housery. That's
you, I couldn't get your two buddies, they're fast. But you? Bam. If I was late for work, I would hate this bitch.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'd be like, oh, you gotta watch the uncut. We gotta find the uncut.
Swing from the fucking ankles. Send them.
Damn, do you think they broke up?
Yeah, man. Yeah, you gotta.
You gotta break up with her.
Well, she.
Yeah. You gotta go. Pussy's good, but this is insane.
Yeah. Also, you have to break up with her because you cannot allow there to be any amount of time where like she's like, oh well,
you ain't a man.
Yeah.
Like, you got the shit kicked out of me. We were going to a nice dinner.
Yeah, and then you just because
there is a part that's not in the news clip where the guy that beats him up looks at the boyfriend and goes, I'm going to fuck you up, which if a guy says that to me, you go, okay, well, now I'm on guard at least. Yeah, that guy wasn't even on guard.
Yeah,
that guy was just like, yeah, it's crazy. She spit at you. Yeah,
she always does this. It's like, well, I can't teach her a lesson. I can teach you one, though.
Well, turns out if I aim it at you, I can get all this aggression out. I just found out that you're a receptacle for my aggression. Yeah, dude. Fuck that. Getting beat up in public and because of your girlfriend is... nightmare situation.
Yeah, I've been trained in like, because I've always been a puny little man. I was trained in like de-escalation from a young age.
But when you're
when I'm with Kai,
you're like, Bobby,
fuck you, bitch.
Yeah.
You ain't gonna touch my man.
Yeah. One of the little people points to Kai and is like, if you don't get him to stop calling us any meaning money,
I'm taking it out on you. If you don't silence him, you're the one that's gonna have the problem.
Did Kai ever get mad at you for getting him into a fight?
No, well, maybe.
That's a yeah.
Like, I was never like starting fights or whatever, but there was just, and obviously he loves knocking out. There was one time.
That's a pretty cool thing. I'd put that on a business card.
Yeah, he loves.
I love knocking out.
And it's only ever bad, he's like a scummy Batman. Like, you don't ever beat up people who deserve to be.
Yeah, it's great.
There was one time I was driving, we were on tour, and I was driving and I flipped off somebody because they were a bad driver. And then, like, they stopped the car in front and were getting out the car. And by the time I was like, suddenly being like, oh God, I've fucked this. Kai was out of the car and just yelled at the guy, get back in your car before I fucking steal it.
That's great.
And the guy just went,
he goes, you know what? That's a good idea.
Yeah, that's fair. That's a fair response.
My friend,
whereas if he hadn't been there, I would have just plowed through the back of him, killed both of his children.
You go, I don't know. I just gonna know. I'm gonna know what a body feels like under a weight of a car. And you go, you hear the crunch. You don't think you do, but you do. If you listen for it,
yeah.
You can hear the vertebrae snap.
Yeah. And if you hear it, that's the skull. We get that. At least
there's
the
a lot of air around the brain that you don't realize is being released. Yeah. But my friend David, shout out David. I don't know if you watch the podcast. He might, but I grew up with. I'm not gonna give his legal name. He was so good at beating people up that his mom sent him to military school.
Great.
And he beat more people up.
And, she was like, you need to do this to foreigners.
No, it was in Kansas. It was like a work school. So they send people in like the middle of nowhere and then they dig holes and like fucking break rocks and shit. But all it did was it turned him into an overweight kid, into a jacked kid.
Yeah.
So he just came back pure muscle.
Yeah. And the amount of people he could beat up tripled.
Quadrupled. He came back when he was 13, and I watched him in an apartment complex beat up two 16-year-olds at the same time.
Oh, my.
That's a lot of difference. Three years is a big difference.
Yeah, he has puberty as well, like depending on when his fucking hit.
And David was just clocking him, and just like big hits where they're just like, boom, and you're like watching him move the whole body. And then a 21-year-old. That was friends with we had a shitty group of kids.
Yeah.
When we were like 13. This like 21-year-old beat him up. And then afterwards, everyone was like, well, he's 13. Like, it finished, and the 21-year-old was like, all right, is that enough? And all the kids were like,
yeah.
He's a kid.
Like the first kid that said that. And then you watch the guy Vic go like, all right. And like, but you're like, that wasn't a fair fight.
Yeah.
But David was a bad motherfucker. He would just beat people up.
Have you ever been in a fight? You ever thrown a punch?
Not like middle school. Middle school and then occasionally like in a drunk like push in college where you like throw one punch and then someone would throw one punch and then everyone would break it apart. But
I reckon it's fucking satisfying as fuck to like knock somebody out.
I mean, but I would think now in our older age, it's scary. Because you go like, oh no, get up. I need you to get up.
Yeah,
when you're young, you're like, what's up, bitch?
We're invincible.
Yeah.
You're 40. All it takes is a bad fall, land on a fucking curb, break your neck.
No. That's what it is now is like, I always say, instead of being friends with like a Kai or a David, be friends with a guy that's a lawyer. So they can just take words and beat the shit out of you.
You
get his house because I beat the shit out of him. And you go, then stealing your car, he goes, and I'll see you in court, and I'll take your car. And you're like, oh, yeah. I don't feel like the Scottish are litigious like Americans. Is there a lot of suing in the UK? Is there a lot of, like, I'll see you in court?
A little bit. Certainly not as much. I mean, America's a country on the foundation of suing. Like, they'd say it's, I wouldn't say we don't do it. Like, sorry, just not as much as...
It hasn't rubbed off on you the way the Americans sue.
No, and also, like, in regards to the fucking fight things, even though I've never been in one, there's a real sort of... From a lot of the fights I've seen, like, once the energy is sort of, like, out and expended...
Sure.
There's, like, I've seen two men beat the shit out of each other, and then the winner be like, all right, I'll buy you a pipe. Like,
that's great.
Like, we sorted that out.
We need more of that.
That's why not having...
We need a lot more of that.
Like, that's why not having guns is, like, a good thing. The reason I could never live in this country is because I would be in jail in 2 months because you can't give me the option to shoot someone.
I mean,
like that's I'll shoot so many people. Do you know how many people I fucking hate?
I am a solution based man. This is why I can't own a gun.
Oh,
it's a quick solution to shoot someone, right?
I got into because Kai could back me up. Can you imagine the amount of fucking shit I'd talk if I was strapped?
Yeah, but I'll tell you what, that also ends your shit talking career pretty quickly.
You do
it wrong, and then you go. That's why it was good for population control was dueling.
Yeah,
because you go, we're going to free up some resources here in a second. And guns are permanent. That's why fist fighting is better.
Yeah.
Fist fighting, you expend the energy. Because, you know, it's like there's this documentary about people that jump off the Golden Gate Bridge.
They regret it the millisecond they jump.
Yeah. Every single person goes, the second I jump, you regret it. And I feel like, I don't know if people, I've never killed someone with a gun, but I'm sure in the heat of the moment where you shoot someone with a gun, the second it happens, you go, it's like that.
There's no taking that back.
Whereas a fight,
you can fighting punch a gun is like autosave in real life.
I can't get back right before that. No, no. I can't get back right before that. Whereas like there's a lot of checkpoints with fistfights where you can go, I can go back to a checkpoint and go.
Yeah, like, and look, regardless of like people who watch fucking UFC, real fights last about 45 seconds before most people are like gassed and tired. And then there's like that bit where people pull back and it's like, you're good, bro? Yeah, good. I'll buy you a pint.
Bro.
Yeah.
But yeah, the toughest thing that you can do is go get wind.
Yeah.
It's like, go get, like, if you're cardiovascular in shape, you don't have to be that strong. You'll just gas out.
Yeah. Like Homer Simpson gets.
Yeah. We just keep getting punched and coming. And then, because that's like, do you remember Kimbo Slice?
Yeah.
When he fought Dada 5000? These are two guys that were like street fight legends.
Yeah.
And they put him in the octagon.
And they lasted 45 seconds before they were just so tired.
I think they did like two rounds and one of them died because of it. I think Dada 5000 died. You can look that up. One of them like was really injured because it gassed him. I might be remembering this wrong, but I remember watching that fight and being like, they're really gassed.
Yeah.
Like beyond anything I've ever seen. And then reading about one of them having like medical problems because of it.
Oh, fuck.
Because you're like, you don't realize it's like you're expending everything.
Yeah.
You're right. Me and you, by the way, we're not thinking about any meeny, miny, mo having good tanks. Little tanks, but bigger tanks than we have.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Because if we're running away, if we're dodging four of them, we're gassing quick.
You mean you're going to be like, oh, and then our hands are on our knees. And
you reckon you could hurdle one, though? Like, yeah, you reckon easy. That's how you do them?
easy. I'm telling you, while I have gas in the tank, I'm a problem from them. I'm long. I'm more nimble than you think I am. You can grab my arm and I'll slither out of it. You know what I mean? They're going to clamp on me, but... Now, also, if I can bonk two of them together.
If you bonk two of them together hard enough, they would actually go to, they're like water droplets.
And then you go,
what have I done?
You watch it grow, you go, I think our problem just got a little bit bigger. It says here, no one died from Kimbo Slice versus Dada 5000, but Dada 5000 nearly died, and Kimbo Slice passed away a few months later from unrelated. Okay, thanks, AI. Man, AI really is just like a drunk friend.
Yeah. And it gets things wrong all of
it's like Dada 5000 still alive and you're like, what?
He's performing this weekend.
He's behind you. That's my dog Myrtle. You fucking liar. So you got shows left?
Yeah, so I'm doing until...
It's probably going to come out after.
That's absolutely fine, man. I'm okay. I'm here to fucking...
Because I'm trying to think, what should we promote? What do you need to promote?
Oh, just fucking, you know, I got
go shows. Watch his specials. You can find X is on HBO Max.
Or my website for free.
Just go to Daniel's website. Yeah. Daniel Sloss is one of the funniest comedians. I've always thought you were hilarious from afar. Getting to know you, it's like, lives up to the expectation.
Well, thanks, man.
You're a fucking hilarious dude that doesn't believe in ghosts, and I believe that you don't believe.
Next time you come to Scotland, we'll go. You can stand outside, but I'll fucking do it again, dude. Man.
All right, I'm in. We're doing it. I come to Scotland. Oh, I'm going to be so scared. I can't smoke weed. I'll shit myself if I'm high and I do this. Oh, but
I'll absolutely take an edible before. That'll give me the confidence.
Oh, I don't think you should do that. That's all the spirit's going to give you. Fuck. Go watch Daniel Sloss's comedy and just know that he's not scared of ghosts.
Black Friday at BJ's Wholesale Club is so big, we called in the expert at paying less around the holidays.
Scrooge here. Past, present, or future, it's hard to beat the Black Friday deals at BJ's. Believe me, I've tried. Get 25% off select toys, 30% off select small appliances, and 45% off select TVs through December 1st. Plus, doorbuster deals Thanksgiving weekend. These prices are so good they even rattled old Marley's chain. Ah, humbug. Sorry, old habit.
Visit BJ's.com/Black Friday for holiday savings.